No, well, I mean, there's always a percentage of people that gamble.
But that would be the minority.
Yeah, right.
I see.
Gambling idea, I mean, people think the Chinese are gamblers, but I mean, there's a certain percentage, just like Caucasian, certain percentage, you know, like to play the horses,
mm-hmm.
like to play, you know, mahjong and go to Vegas.
Were there Chinese, were there Americans going to Chinese gambling house or then?
Not too much. The Chinese gambling house in old Chinatown mainly patronized by Japanese people.
Mm-hmm. What kind of game do you know they usually play?
They either pai gao or fan tan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what fan tan is?
Mm-hmm. You can't explain.
Beach. Get a whole bunch of beads.
Uh-huh.
They take off four at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Four at a time.
Oh.
Four at a time, and come to three or two or one or what. They
mm-hmm.
play on corners. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. You didn't play those?
No, I didn't.
And, well, since if they saved a lot of money then, the Chinese, I think they were thrifty.
Well, the ones that save money are the thrifty ones. Of course, others that minority group that gamble, they don't have anything.
Yeah, and then
right?
What do they do with those money?
They invest
in what
property?
Property.
But in
China,
the old days, when my father came, that older group doesn't believe in investing.
Mm-hmm.
The primary purpose of their coming here is to earn some money and then go back to China.
So did they do that?
Yes, a lot of them did. So when my father brought my mother over, everybody said, no, they shouldn't do that.
Hmm. Did your father ever talking about going back?
No, he didn't. He brought my mother over and he is going to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Not the other the other one, I like to go back.
Mm.
In fact, in the store there, these other people come to visit or talk to us, right? I mean, all think about going back.
Mm-hmm.
All talking about how many trips they made already.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
Did they send money back to China?
Yes, they did.
Did they put any invest any money in China?
Yes, some of them, they have a little more, they did invest in houses or buildings in China, I understand.
My
father didn't.
Yeah. At that time, is there any company handling all these investments for Chinese?
No, there's no company over here that does it.
Okay.
What they do is send the money back there and have somebody over there invest it, or else that they were back there themselves.
How was money sent?
By bank drafts.
The
Bank of Canton is a very popular vehicle.
They had a branch here?
There is a Bank of Canton in San Francisco that was incorporated in California.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bank of Canton of Hong Kong was an intermediary.
Right. How about Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Any branch?
No, there's no branch here.
So you mailed your money up to San Francisco?
Yes, money up to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the store, the Sunwing War,
mm-hmm.
we were handling those drafts.
Oh.
And the people would bring the money in, a couple $100, $300, and we'll
mm-hmm.
write the draft for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent the draft back to Canton, Guangdong, Shanghai, or
okay.
Hong Kong, and then get exchanged for the US dollars.
Okay. Did this company get any commission?
Yes.
Yes. How much
approximately, I think something like 10%, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I see.
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 2 of the interview with Billy Liu.